San Francisco Bay, says Jim Clorn, is a place that keeps changing. As a research ecologist with the U.S. Geological Survey, Clorn has been studying the bay for the past 36 years. But his most recent work has been an attempt to look into the future and predict what water conditions and ecology in San Francisco Bay and the Sacramento River Delta might be like at the end of the 21st century.
There is real uncertainty about how fast the planet will continue to warm. So we compared one scenario of a moderate rate of warming, which pretty much represents a set of actions in which we get control of CO2 emissions by mid-century and the rate of warming slows down. And we compared that against a faster warming scenario, which is more of a business-as-usual scenario.
Among the indicators they studied, Clorn says, were sea level rise, effects on drinking water supplies, and habitat quality, especially for native fish species. Not surprisingly, the faster warming scenario had the greater adverse effects all across the board.
Every one of those indicators in the fast scenario changes substantially. That means projections of reduced precipitation, reduced runoff to the rivers, which means reduced water supply, changes in the timing of that runoff so that we will have wetter winters and drier summers, the delta getting saltier as a result of changes in both precipitation, river flow, and sea level height, changes in water temperature in the Sacramento River and the delta, and implications for Chinook salmon and species like delta smelt. Every single aspect that we looked at.
Another ominous finding was that the water in the bay and delta will not only get warmer, a natural expectation as climate change occurs, but it will also become saltier. Clorn says that could have some critical consequences.
Kind of a standard number for salinity in Suisun Bay now is about 10, compared to ocean salinities of about 34 or 35. And we're projecting by end of the century increases of salinity of about 3 to 4. So a 30 or 40% increase of salinity in Suisun Bay by the end of century. And, of course, that has implications for habitat quality for native species of fish. It also has implications for drinking water quality for municipalities that tap the delta for their drinking water supplies.
What was not expected, Clorn says, was that there were some other benchmarks where the outcomes weren't much different between the two scenarios, which means they were both scary. The anticipated rise in sea level was one of them.
In both scenarios, the projections of sea level rise by the end of the century are not too different. The one scenario projects sea level increase at the Golden Gate of about 48 inches by the end of the century, compared to 37 inches for the moderate warming scenario. So in both scenarios, there are projections of substantial increase in water elevation, changes that then propagate into the bay and the delta.
If there is a silver lining within the data, Clorn suggests it is this, that if we are successful in slowing the pace of climate change soon, the effects we will all have to deal with will be less than if we do nothing. Common sense, perhaps, but now there is some science to confirm it. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.